Do not believe anything you read about trailer sailors. It's all lies put about by a wicked cult of men with bobble hats, zip-up cardigans, and six biros in the top pockets of their camping casual earthen-tone check shirts. If boats were supposed to be towed around the rim of our island causing B-road bank holiday havoc, they'd be called caravans, which are also evil. Now, I know this isn't the orthodox view, but that's because there are very convincing people out there who will tell you, trailer sailors are practical, thrifty and fun, the ultimate in sailing versatility. That trailer sailors expand your cruising horizons because you can tow them to scenic lochs, lakes and idyllic coastal nooks and crannies. That trailer sailors are great for the budget sailor because you can save on berthing and hard standing fees and take them home in the winter to do your maintenance. This is all lies, and the people who say these things are very bad people indeed. Either that, or they've been abducted by trailer sailor Mooney aliens and returned to Earth to contaminate our minds. In fact, I have my suspicions that PBO's own David Harding may well have been infected. Chandlers, for sure, are also involved in the conspiracy because having a trailer, as well as a boat, doubles all the bits that break, rust, fall off, expire, fail, die, perish, and have to be replaced at massive costs. And of course, you can only buy these things from Chandlers. I hate all trailers, and I hate mine even more. It was forged in Satan's smithy, bears chassis number 666, and I'm sure it's called Damien. That's not a good omen. It's pure evil, and it's held me back in life. If it wasn't for this galvanized delinquent, I might well have attained true greatness as the first sailor to circumnavigate Great Britain in a chalky blue Sailfish 18 towed by a 1989 Volvo 240 GL Estate. Now, I haven't checked, but I'm pretty certain that would be a first. But anyhow, it's not going to happen. My trailer's so dangerously untamed, the only way I'll get round is to do it by water. My trailer's got a lot to answer for, and it's one of the reasons I do so much sailing. At its best, I find sailing merely embarrassing, humiliating, and hazardous. But add a trailer into the mix, and it opens up an entire new universe of humiliation, danger, and trauma. If launching is merely utterly terrifying, recovery is even more totally petrifying. Then there's the worst bit of all, towing, and the prospect of an inadvertent launch on the middle lane of the M11. That's if a wheel hasn't come off beforehand, or the mast impaled a bus full of orphanage children on their way to Chessington World of Adventure. I have to admit that I'm not a typical sailfish trailer sailor sailor, for whenever you get a gaggle of ordinary sailfish folk together, they love nothing more than regaling one another with amusing trailing anecdotes about potentially lethal incidents. Nigel Atkey's story about how he was overtaken by his sailfish when it detached itself from his car is a much-loved favourite at sailfish hoedowns and hog roasts. Then there's Bob's story about his trailer wheel bouncing down an embankment. These people love their trailer sailors, and they love their trailers. In fact, I've seen them trail hundreds of miles just to plonk their sailfish in the water, have a cup of tea on it, then recover the boat and head home. Nigel's trailer is also the envy of the fleet and has more gadgets than James Bond's Aston Martin DB5 and Thunderbird's 1-5 combined. In fact, he even used it as a caravan when he took the family for a week's holiday to Disneyland Paris. Apparently other kids thought it was cool. For them, the trailer's the thing. But I'm not like that. That's why, at the beginning of the season, if I manage to trailer my boat the whole 10 miles to Stone Sailing Club and launch her without making it onto the 10 o'clock news, she tends to stay in for the season. The year before last, I left her in a snug mud berth in Malden over winter rather than wrestle her back onto the trailer. Last year, I wimped out and had her craned onto my trailer. This year, though, after counselling and hypnotherapy, I decided to confront my fears. That was a mistake. I sailed Marlin upriver to Malden on Saturday, 31st of October. That was Halloween, to slip her out in the marine store yard at high water on Sunday. The 1st of November was a day that dawned with shrieking banshee winds and slashing rain, and then went downhill. It ended with me shivering and snivelling in a toweling robe in the middle of a pool of sodden clothing, drying my waterlogged 5- and 10-pound notes on the radiator. My beloved 50-pound note had disintegrated. It didn't go well. I can't now recall all the details, but I had plenty of help, including girlfriend Jules, her son Al, who throughout the ordeal sat drenched in Marlin's cockpit texting "Dave's a div" to all his mates. Then there were Jules's 2 poodles and Bart, my Jack Russell. Perhaps I had too much help. Certainly Bart didn't bring too much to the party, except for his quite outstanding disorganisational skills. Yet, despite the pelting rain and gale-force winds, a throng of local well-wishers also stood by throughout the proceedings. I also remember that every time I got Marlin square and ready to tow out, my evil bastard devil trailer sailor slithered away or bucked. It really is possessed. The one smart thing I did is not wear wellies, because I've learned from experience that any procedure involving a trailer also involves water coming up just a tad over the top of the wellies. In this case, a tad was around 2.5 feet. And that taught me another lesson. Don't leave your wallet in your back pocket. With sailing, you never stop learning, and that's why I love it. Monday dawned sunny, windless and mild. I wore shorts, left my wallet at home, and Marlin settled on the trailer with slide rule precision. The bottom of my shorts didn't even get wet. It was just me, Marlin, and the trailer. Wouldn't you know it, not a soul was watching. I reckon my trailer did it on purpose. That's the way its evil mind works.